Chapter 6. Arrival. From the moment Ichabod laid his eyes upon these regions of delight, he had no peace of mind. His only thoughts were on how to gain the affections of Katrina Van Tassel. In his mind's eye, he was a knight on a quest, and winning the love of Katrina was the goal. In this goal, however, he had more real difficulties than generally fell to the knights in old tales. Such knights only had to defeat giants, magicians, dragons, and other fantastic enemies. Ichabod, on the contrary, had to contend with a host of fearful enemies of real flesh and blood. Katrina had numerous local admirers, and they constantly tried to get her attention. These men kept a watchful and angry eye upon each other, and they were ready to fight together against any new competitor. Among these local admirers, the most formidable was a big, bold man named Abraham Van Brunt. Abraham, or Brahm, as he was known, was the hero of Sleepy Hollow. Everyone knew stories of his feats of strength and endurance. He was broad-shouldered, with short, curly hair. He had an outspoken but not unpleasant personality. His attitude was a mix of fun and arrogance. From his muscular body and great strength, he had received the nickname Brahm Bones. He was also famous for his great knowledge and skill in horsemanship. He was present at all races and rooster fights. Because of his great strength, he was the natural judge in all disputes. He would give his decisions with an air and tone that allowed for no appeal. He was always ready for either fight or fun, but he had more mischief than cruelty in his personality. And despite his characteristic roughness, he was good-humored at heart. He had three or four close friends. These men regarded Brahm as their leader and role model. With these friends, Brahm would wander the country. They attended every scene of argument or merriment for miles around. Sometimes, Brahm's crew would be heard dashing along past the farmhouses at midnight, making loud whoops and halloos. The farmers and their wives would be startled out of their sleep. They would listen for a moment until the commotion had passed. Then they would exclaim, "Aye, there goes Brahm Bones and his gang." The neighbors looked upon him with a mixture of awe, admiration, and goodwill. When any trick or fist fight occurred in the area, people always shook their heads and laughed. They assumed that Brahm Bones was at the bottom of it. This hero had, for some time, singled out the beautiful Katrina for the object of his affections. His displays of affection were something like the gentle hugs of a bear. Even so, it was whispered that Katrina did not completely discourage his hopes. Certainly, his advances were signals for rival candidates to give up. When Brahm's horse was seen tied up at Van Tassel's home on a Sunday night, all other suitors passed by in despair. Such was the formidable rival with whom Ichabod Crane had to contend. A stronger man than he would have shrunk from the competition. A wiser man would have despaired. Crane had, however, a happy mixture of flexibility and perseverance in his nature. He was in form and spirit like a reed. Though he bent, he never broke. To have taken the field openly against his rival would have been madness. Brahm was not a man to be defeated in his relationships. Ichabod, therefore, made his advances in a quiet and gently hinting manner. Under cover of his position as singing master, he made frequent visits to the farmhouse. Fortunately, he did not have to worry about interference from Katrina's parents. Baltus Van Tassel was an easy, indulgent soul. He loved his daughter even more than his pipe. Like a reasonable man and an excellent father, he let her have her way in everything. His little wife, too, kept busy in maintaining the house and caring for all the farm birds. As she wisely observed, "Ducks and geese are foolish things and must be looked after, but girls can take care of themselves." Thus, Mrs. Van Tassel kept busy working about the house or using her spinning wheel at one end of the veranda. And honest Baltus kept busy smoking his evening pipe at the other end. In the meantime, Ichabod carried on his pursuit with the daughter. They would sit together by the side of the spring under the great elm. Or the two of them would stroll along together in the twilight. A deadly feud gradually arose between Brahm and the schoolmaster of Sleepy Hollow. Brahm would have preferred to decide the competition by a single, open combat. Ichabod, though, was too aware of Brahm's superior strength to openly fight him. Ichabod had overheard Bones boast that he would double the schoolmaster up and lay him on a shelf of his own schoolhouse. Ichabod was too careful to give him such an opportunity. There was something extremely provoking in the teacher's stubbornly peaceful system. It gave Brahm no choice but to resort to playing rough practical jokes upon his rival. Ichabod thus became the object of tricks from Bones and his gang of Rough Riders. They smoked out Crane's singing school by plugging the chimney. They broke into the schoolhouse at night and turned everything upside down. The poor schoolmaster began to think all the witches in the country held their meetings there. But what was still more annoying, Brahm took every opportunity to tease Ichabod in front of Katrina. Brahm knew that Ichabod was proud of his singing voice, so Brahm trained his dog to whine in the most ridiculous manner. He then introduced the noisy, whiny dog as a rival singing instructor for Katrina. In this way, matters went on for some time. No real effect on the situations of the two men was created. On one fine autumn afternoon, Ichabod sat at his school desk in a thoughtful mood. In his right hand, he held a heavy ruler. Again and again, he would slap the palm of his left hand with the ruler. Thwack! 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 On the wall behind him, a birch branch used to punish students rested on three thick nails. On the desk in front of him lay a variety of prohibited items he had taken from students. There were half-eaten apples, toy guns, yo-yos, and the whole flocks of folded paper birds. Apparently, the teacher had just severely punished someone. Most students were busily intent upon their books. A few, keeping one eye upon the master, secretly whispered to each other. A kind of buzzing stillness fell over the classroom. This stillness was suddenly interrupted. A young messenger appeared. He rode a wild, half-broken young horse. He came clattering up to the school door. He spoke in an important-sounding voice and used fine language. He announced an invitation for Ichabod to attend a celebration being held that evening at the Van Tassel farm. All was then noise and movement in the formerly quiet classroom. The students were hurried through their lessons without stopping. Quick and clever students skipped over half the work without the teacher noticing. Not-so-quick and clever students were hit in the rear with the teacher's ruler to quicken their speed. Books were thrown aside without being put away on the shelves. Student benches were left upside down. The whole school was turned loose an hour before the usual time. The happy students burst through the school doors, shouting in joy at their unexpected freedom.